ABC Radio Australia.
And the moment many were waiting for took place last night as King Charles arrived in Samoa for the start of the Commonwealth Heads of Government's meeting. Welcoming him on the tarmac at Faleolo International Airport was Fiame Naomi Mataafa, Samoa's Prime Minister. Here's some sounds from King Charles's red carpet welcome. And after inspecting a guard of honour, King Charles travelled to his accommodation, going through the village of Siumu, where people lined the streets to catch a glimpse of the monarch. Our reporter, Jordan Fennell, was there as well.
Did you see him? What did you think?
I'm very happy right now. Yeah. Our village and our community is very happy for arrived the King of the United Kingdom. So God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jordan Fennell also spoke with Siumu Paramount Chief Tofaiono Samuelu Tanuvasa.
It's quite a historic moment. Shall I say, one of the lifetimes?
Of course, yeah.
Especially the country and the King of England here. It's so wonderful. It's unimaginable. It's beyond our imagination.
How long has Siumu been preparing for the King to arrive tonight?
To me, I think it's quite a... It's been ever since the official visiting of the King, message seeing the Queen, I think probably a year plus or there. But everything sort of borderline simply because of the, we're not quite sure, are we going to bestow this title, this permanent title. That's the reason why everything's on hold. But now it's all go, so everybody's so excited.
Fantastic.
I think it's the dream comes true, excuse me.
Yeah. And so what does it mean for the village to be able to bestow that Matai title to the King?
Oh, well, as I said before, it's beyond our imagination. I think it would be a story to tell, even those people are here now, and of course future generations yet to come.
So the last time a British royal came to Samoa, it was Queen Elizabeth in... Sorry?
Say it again.
The last time a British royal came to Samoa, it was Queen Elizabeth in 1977. Since then, has Samoa had continued that love for the royal family?
Well, Samoa's always had that bond because we were under the British, under the umbrella of the British. Even though we got independence, but now we always respect everybody respect the King. Love. But this time, like I said, it's a dream comes true from the permanent chief to the youngest over here.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I'm so excited. Over the moon.
You can feel the excitement there. That was Siumu Paramount Chief Tofaiono Samuelu Tanuvasa speaking there with Jordan Fennell. And for more on CHOGM, we cross to our reporter in Samoa, Adele Fruin. Good morning, Adele.
Good morning, Evan. Taiamanuia from Samoa. How are you?
I'm great. And the King is finally in Samoa. What's the atmosphere like today?
Yes, that's correct. He's here. We've all been waiting for him, not just myself, but I guess the whole of Samoa. Excitement's building because of his arrival, due to his arrival. And even though most of the Samoan people did not... show up to welcome him at night, but I feel like all Samoans across were watching his arrival on television. So that's quite exciting for our people. It's historical as well. But at the moment, it's pouring rain here. So it will be interesting to see how today plays out. But Samoans might just come out in the rain regardless.
That's right. Well, look, one of the big things coming up is a special welcome from Siumu District. What exactly is in store for Siumu with the king?
That's correct. So Siumu District has been selected to represent the whole of Samoa to go all out in terms of, you know, preparations for an official Ava ceremony. In our people and our culture, the Ava ceremony is very significant in terms of welcoming guests, but most importantly, you know, to show that respect to, you know, our visitors. And but this time around, it's the king and queen themselves. And so, you know, for the village of Siumu or the district in itself, you know, it's a great honor. So there'll be, you know, rolling out the red carpet, you know, for the king and queen, putting on a once-in-a-lifetime show for them, you know, showcasing our culture through traditional dances, you know, and over 200 people are putting all of this together, you know, and hoping to give like a, you know, a memory for the king and queen to remember, you know, after their visit here.
And when exactly is this happening, Adele?
So this will happen on Saturday morning, just before the king and queen leave the country. And so I also spoke with one of the paramount chiefs from Siumu Village, Atsanoa Tusifafitsai, and this is what he had to say.
So we are preparing to give the title, and something that we've been discussing with the council and the leadership of Siumu to decide which one it's perfectly suited for the kings. And we have the title, and the title will be revealed on that day. And also included in my speech, the details of the titles and the reason why we agreed to, you know, keep the title and pass it to the kings. So all those details are in place on my opening keynotes and speech to explain to the king. But like I said, the preparations and combinations of all our dances, performance, and the Ava Fatupu are all parts to combine our cultures in a few minutes.
And that's Atanoa Tusifafitsai. It sounds really interesting, Adele, about that Matai title, but it looks like it's still yet to be revealed what exactly is the Matai title. Now, coming back to the King Charles, what's on his agenda over the next couple of days?
Thank you. Now, the king will be also treated to another Ava ceremony at Samoa's National University, which will be held today. He will also be visiting the village of Mua'ata'a to see the mangrove reserve there. Now, the village of Mua'ata'a have indicated they also want to give the king a title. So all of that will be confirmed today during his visit. As for Queen Camilla, she will be joining the Samoan children, you know, reading some books, you know, greetings to the children. Now, on Friday, he will be, you know, at the communal heads of government meeting, the main meeting, which he will also open to use.
Adele, you mentioned there about another title for the king. Is it common for Samoans to bestow titles to visiting dignitaries?
Yes, that's correct. It is a big part of our tradition that, you know, usually for someone so significant to come to Samoa, but not just that, to make an impact directly on the village. For example, they will be visiting a village or also, you know, staying in the village, for example. That's why I guess it's so significant for Siumu in their case that they will be giving that honour to him. You know, it's a big deal in our culture. And also because, you know, Mua'ata'a is just as excited as Siumu, that they will catch a glimpse of the king, meet him, and you know, pretty much, you know, have that historical aspect to it. You know, they will, you know, tell, you know, people in the future, look, this is where the king came, you know. So it's all part of, I would say, culture and history for us. Yeah,
certainly looking forward to how that plays out. Now, as for Chogum itself, the Commonwealth Heads of Governments meeting, what are you looking forward to in terms of covering this event?
Thank you for that. Now, I understand the main meeting happening on Friday will be the main event, basically. And in my hopes of covering this, because the main meeting will have 56 heads of government, you know, all coming together. And I also understand, you know, with every, you know, person joining this, you know, they too will have each individual perspectives on this and views. So in my hopes for this, I hope that all of them will come together to make decisions that will benefit not just the Commonwealth overall, but to benefit us, the Samoan people, but not just that, our Pacific Island nations who are part of this. So yes.
Well, you and the Pacific B team are among the 150 media pack that's in town. What's it like having such a big international media crew in up here covering such a big event?
It's overcrowded. Yeah. there's just so many people. It's new to us. I mean, coming from myself, local media in Samoa, such a small country, and having so many journalists, media personnels here, it's just so many people. We're just not used to it, I would say. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's also a learning experience as well and humbling for us who are here to have, you know, these, you know, media professionals, you know, come and tell our story and, you know, tell the world basically what our country represents and what we have to offer basically to the world. So, yes, it is humbling.